This is Dr. Oliveira dictating for a patient by the name of Michael Carlson. The last name is Carlson. This is the clinical case of a 66-year-old white male that is a veteran that has been referred by the Veterans Administration for the follow-up of a renal condition that encompasses hematuria and nephrotic syndrome, period. In the papers of the referral, there were no specifics related to a glomerulopathy workup. Period. I ordered some laboratory workup that the patient had done on the 6th of September, and all they run was a urine analysis in which there is microscopic hematuria with RBCs 4 to 10, multiple hyaline casts, and a proteinuria of 500. Which means significant proteinuria. They didn't do the protein creatinine ratio. The PSA was reported negative. In the CMP, the serum creatinine 0.72, the glucose 88, the sodium, potassium chloride, and CO2 within normal limits, the estimated GFR is more than 60. mLs per minute. Interestingly, the patient has an albumin of 3.1. Before, the albumin was 2.7. Following number, the patient has irritable bowel syndrome with persistent gastrointestinal symptoms. This patient has been complaining of the abdominal pain and diarrhea on and off for a long period of time. I also believe that the hypoalbuminemia is related to the nephrotic syndrome. Following number, anemia. This anemia is related to the above, the poor nutrition and the nephrotic syndrome that is going on. We're going to investigate the iron stores. I would like for the VA to refer him to a gastroenterologist in order to clarify the situation. Following number, a history of hyperlipidemia that is with a total cholesterol of 121, the triglycerides 59, HDL 29, LDL 80. The thyroid profile is normal. The B12 is 938. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has peripheral vascular disease in the carotid arteries that is followed at the VA hospital. The 25 vitamin D is slightly decreased to 27. period paragraph. In summary, we have a patient that has a nephrotic syndrome and has gastrointestinal symptoms that are highly suggestive of irritable bowel disease. We are going to do the workup for the glomerulopathy, and the orders were written, and we are going to bring him back. In a couple of months. The time spent in the service examining the lab and the workup that was sent from the VA, 10 minutes in the face-to-face, 35 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.